accurate than this. Mm. I have not got used to you playing with these two toys.
Yes. Oh, you will.
Because one is going one time and another one is going another time.
Yes.
It'd be better we're both going at the same time. Much more useful. So those that are sitting on the mountain top and they have not had to use their survival things can see all the little boats come sailing in to where they are with their survival gear in their boat and say, well, we've come to join you. And you put up your dwellings and you get on with it.
Yes.
Until the next bit. And eventually all the little bits will all join up to become big bits again. Mm. Don't forget that when the waters come, they will come up high and then they will drop down again. Mm. So all will not be completely lost. Remember, the most important things are hygiene, to stop infection, to stop people becoming sick, to make sure that you have the means to heat your water, make fire. Fire is the most important thing you can have. Fire and a shelter for yourself. And then after that, you can find foodings.
You have to have water, though, and it may not rain. Oh, no, you've got water all around you.
You've got
it
water.
Could be dirty, couldn't it?
You can cleanse it. You can cleanse it.
Yeah, yeah.
You can put it in a pot and put fire under
it.
And if you are very clever, you could put a lid that has a long tube that comes out into another container, and that will give you your pure water.
Yeah. Distilled water.
You have the knowledge. Mm.
That's right.
You have the knowledge. Do it.
Yeah.
Be ready. Have it there. The most simple way to manage. Have it. Remember, big knife, small knife. Something to go chop chop with.
Mm.
Very important. Something to tie things up.
Mm.
Very important.
Lights for night, torches and so on.
If you have things to make fire, you can make torch from things around you when you do not have your man-made light.
Yeah.
So it will be, what is that word? Camping.
Mm.
Flour, sugar, fat, rice, fresh water. Some fresh water, because you can use the containers later. And some foodings.
Our friend overseas said that it will be like in the war years, how they survived during the war years, and that they were very skilled at doing that. It would just be like that.
So mayhap that person can give you some information
of
firsthand how they managed.
And we store things, learn to store things so that they won't go off, you know, keep things for a few years. But you're not talking about tomorrow, are you, Sanjay? You're talking about several years.
Tomorrow. Not tomorrow.
Mm.
No, not tomorrow.
A little time.
That is right. You've got time for another bear story first.
Yeah.
Sanjay, I was pondered on me about pillaging and the franticness of people. Say there are some people prepared and other people will come. Pillaging, stealing, things like that, getting, maybe you spoke of elders, all coming together as a unit and figuring out how it's going to work and that type of thing. I do have a concern on how that's going to manage and whether it's going to get quite rough and nasty on people freaking out on survival and things like that.
Certainly there may be some people who will be like that because they were not prepared. Mm. And the people that are prepared are going to have to make decision on whether they are going to open up their hearts and their living space and allow these people to have sanctuary on the condition that they live by the rules of the community that they come into. In the event they do not live by the rules, then you put them in a boat and send them away. There has to be a leader for the group, and a leader will emerge for the group. Always there will be one emerge.
And the other thing is, as well, and I guess it's the same thing really, where you'd have to come to a group decision in the sense of how much provisions you have to provide for how many people. Because you could have hordes of people come and have enough to survive as a community, and you're faced with the dilemma of turning people away.
However, this is only going to be short term, because when the waters recede, you are going to be able to join up with other groups and you will be able to get into land so that you can start to make dwellings and grow your food. That is another thing. Pack seeds. Put seeds in your survival.
Yeah.
All the seeds that you are going to need for foodings.
There's an urgency on my part, and there's also for those that are to be behind to set up communities or have an important role already written, will on some respects the financial part of it be provided for from oneness? Will all that stuff come together? Does that make sense? I know to accumulate things, and there's so much I can do. But other stuff like setting up a more sustainable environment, the whole funds of actually doing all that.
Forget money.
Yeah.
Forget finances. They won't exist.
Yeah, I'm sort of referring to now with the urgency that I'm feeling. There's a now, there's wanting to get started, wanting to get going.
To buy all these provisions and set up all these equipment.
Yeah, set up foodings, buy animals, things like that, or a boat even. Will that come? Or just keep going, and if it comes, it comes.
It may not come individually to you, it may come to you collectively.
Right, yeah, I'm with you.
You might find that you will have to be in a collective. Everybody can find a small airboat. Mm. Is it right?
Yeah.
Airboat.
Inflatable.
That's the one. You go.
You blow it up. That's the one.
And blow it, and it goes big. Mm. Yep. Airboat. You can find an airboat, and it will be small. And then when you need it, you go and make it big.
And so you get an inflator machine.
No, they don't. We just put another foot pump.
Oh, foot pump. Okay, fine.
So you need to be able to make your airboat, so you can sail away to another companion with your supplies, safely sail to another companion. It has been done. It is being done in communities now. It has been done in recent time by communities that have been separated from each other by waters. They get into their boat and they paddle themselves to where there is a community. has been happening on your planet now, already. Look to these people, look to how they are managing. Certainly at the moment they are getting assistance from governments that exist in the world. Remember when I say to you, at this time there will be no governments in the world that can be recognized as a central government. So you will be governing yourselves. It will sort itself out. It will settle down. It will have stable land for you to live and put your dwellings and grow your crops. It will be a land to survive in. And people will survive and will prosper in their communities. Communities will count themselves fortunate to have a builder, a farmer, a spinner, a weaver. These people will be needed. A plumber, an engineer,
a midwife,
and a doctor,
a midwife, and a medicine man or woman. I say not a doctor, because so long as a person has knowledge of the natural medicines of the world, then you will have someone who will be able to give you medicines for things that ail you. And a doctor may not. So a medicine man or woman, be they doctor or natural medicine person, or both.
It would be a good idea to go to the dentist soon. Spend some money, get the teeth fixed.
Or out.
Or out, as the case may be.
That is good, that you laugh at this. It is very good for you to make this laughing about it, because although it is a very serious thing, you have to keep being light, because it isn't going to hit you tomorrow. Do what you can today for today, and do that each day. Do what you can for today. Yes?
Yes.
And that is it. Today you might buy in your shop some foodings and put them into a special box and put them away. Tomorrow you may buy a flint to make fire and a big knife to make it so, because there might not be much dry stuff around, and put that away. The next day you may make contact with someone who is a weaver. The next day you may make contact with someone who knows how to build house.
The next day you may see a manual sewing machine on the side of the road that's been thrown out by somebody.
Exactly.
You won't be having an electric one again.
Can you excuse me just
for
a while? I change this.
So these are the things.
Yes.
So ponder for a while for more of these things.
I'm getting there.
This is very exciting. oneness did not say that I would have to come and work with machines. So this is all new.
What's recording that?
There was not machines many moons past.
You're wrong.
So,
Sanju, with all the things that I have collected, they're not going to fit in a boat. That's the thing. I guess that's where my idealism, to a certain degree, is to get everything higher. So for now, I'm going to use it.
You don't have to go high now. When you know the time is coming to go high, then you may have get to be with other peoples of a collective, and you all together go high.
Yeah.
That is what I am suggesting to you.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Everybody that is here, you are a collective. You can take yourself high at the appointed time.
And
you will
know
when the appointed time is. I don't
have
to tell you when the appointed time is. You will do it yourself. You know, you are very, very smart. You're very smart. You know what is happening. You will see things happening around you, and you will be alert to everything. And then you simply get yourself to where you all need to be. Mayhap over the course of the next Earth time, you find yourself your place up high and make the land yours. Don't put anything on it. Make it yours. And then you know that you can all go there and nobody can say you have to go away from there.
It may be wise to store some fuel, some oil-based fuel for early generators, and just before you get, you know, all the other things sorted out. So that
who's going to build the generator?
We may find that we find generators cheaply and we can buy them.
You have to do all that before. In the event, you have to have that in place before. That is not something that you can carry up to your place after.
My mind keeps coming to the place that I know.
Keep
my
it simple.
Friend up north who has a place up at Parkery, which he's been working on for many years, and there's water now, solar heating, living spaces, all those kinds of things. And I think it's just to put resources into something, or find someone who's already got the land and is already doing it, and then add, because I mean, he's been working on that for 15 years now, so, I mean, it's quite a big thing to start from scratch now.
Is it high enough above the water?
Yeah, most of it is. Most of it is.
So there you go. There is a place to meet.
To start, yeah. And there need to be others, so we find out, we hear that other people are doing, many people are doing this, Sanji. Many people are buying land. And
a lot of people have got the calling. It's everywhere. People are coming out with all sorts of wonderful stuff, and I'm going,
And all you do is join them, become part of it. And in the event that you have joined and you have given into it a little bit, and you are sharing, and you find that it is not for you, then you have still given into it, you leave it and find one that is more suitable for you. Always give in when you join something. The best way to find out about something is to join it. You join it. You join it with your heart, and you give in with your heart. And you leave, if you must leave, you leave without sorrow. And be glad that they have what you have given to them. Do not regret anything that you have given to them, because they will have given to you. Remember that. Very important. So, have you anything else for I?
Can I ask a question? Many, long, long time ago, I made a comment that I felt the rain was a blessing. And at the time, you said you'd come back to it, but you never did.
the rain that you have that comes to water the earth, to help the plants to grow, to bring you water of life. This is a blessing, certainly. When it goes out of balance and you have too much of it, it becomes a curse. If you have no water for a while and the sun is shining and everybody runs about and plays and enjoys himself in the sunshine, this is pleasant and enjoyable. When the sun shines and shines and shines and shines and shines, and the crops shrivel up and die, and the rivers disappear, and the animals die of thirst, and the human beings cannot make their crops, there is no water. This is a curse. Do you understand? So, remember, too much of anything is not good. You need balance. What was your sounding this day?
It was about balance, wasn't it?
That is right. You need balance. If you do not have balance of things, then everything will become a curse in its own way. And unfortunately, planet is out of balance. And it is slowly becoming more and more out of balance. The process of being out of balance began a long time ago. And the time to redeem that balance has gone past. The time no longer. It no longer exists. People will still make efforts to bring balance to the earth. They will continue right up until the last moment to make balance for the earth. This is not a bad thing, because it will get people into the right frame of mind so that after, when the earth has balanced herself, you will be able to maintain the balance by making sure you don't repeat all the things that were done to put it out of balance. Do you understand? The earth is going to rebalance herself, because humankind cannot do it. And in the process, although there will be many of the light that will go home, there will be many demons destroyed also. So, it is bringing everything back to balance.
You know, even though there has been a lot of demonic leadership amongst in Western countries, I can't help looking to China as one of the most scary ones still. I wonder if I'm being superstitious and judgmental about particularly China, but it just, when you were talking before, China, it's, they have so much power. They have so much power to, well, really sink the economies of the other countries of the world too with their trade. And also, I suppose, with the looking at the situation in Burma and then looking at the situation also in China, the level of repression is just, it's just like black and white. There's no mercy, there's no discussion, it just is. You know, people get put to death. It's like the Middle Ages.
When you have a surplus of people, it is very easy for those who are being governed by the demon energies to have that viewpoint and to behave in such a manner, because life is cheap. I am not saying that life is cheap. I do not say that. That is not Sonji. However, the demon energies see life as cheap, and that it is their dominion that is important, their dictatorship that is important, to control all the peoples so that they can be big and strong and have the power that they want. Remember, it is the demons that are ruling, and the ordinary peoples of light escape whenever they can.
Because when Sonji speaks about the Antichrist and says that, and at the same time that we can renounce, denounce the demons, then there seems to be this incontrovertible fact of the Antichrist coming and ruling for 1,000 years. I have to say, Sonji, that gets right up my nose.
Of course.
You know, and I feel surely the human, you know, the collective human spirit, the collective human psyche can say no, or enough people, enough of us can say energetically no.
That is correct. That is correct. Unfortunately, when the Antichrist comes, the people are going to believe it is the coming of the Christ.
Oh, right.
And they are going to be bemused by him. And they will believe him to be the Christ.
Right.
Those of you that have the knowledge and the wisdom and the sight will see the demon, will know him, will know that he is the Antichrist, and will not follow him.
Thank you.
That is how it is that you will have to go underground.
Okay.
Because you will not follow it. You will stand pure away from it.
So it is going to be about a spiritual framework that he is offering, not like a businessman or a...
Or a very charismatic, very beautifully speaking, very powerful person who will come. And the Antichrist will enter the body, and the body will be able to perform healings and miracles like Christ.
Okay.
And this man will be worshipped as Jesus returned. People will not know. They will not recognize him for what he is. It was written that before the coming of the Antichrist, that the Holy Breath would come and speak to the people of the earth to bring to you the teaching, so that you would know how to resist the Antichrist. Those of you that believe in light, in oneness, in humanity, that believe in unity and balance, you will be given the teach for you to follow, so that when the time comes and the true risen Christ returns roaring like a lion, then the Antichrist will be defeated.
Yes.
And that is the beginning of the new harmonious time for humankind all over the planet. Everywhere, all your faiths, all your beliefs, everything will become again as one, not split into many different parts. It will all come together and marry as one again, and no one will lose anything by it. everybody will be one in their light, love, spirituality. That is the goal. However, there will be 1,000 years before that goal comes. You have to live and survive. Teach your children about the light, about spirit energy, about how these things work. That is where you are going to be powerful and doing it. Jesus came to be. I have not the word. A landmark for you to use as a power to protect you and give you unity with oneness. All the other prophets that come also are there joining in. They also are at one with Jesus to do this thing. So everybody is working together in the light. The priests that you speak about, they knew that when they began their revolution, that they would be taken away, that they would be removed, because they knew that they were too big a threat to the demon kings. They did it because they believe in what they do. They believe that they have to do this for the rights, for the light of mankind. And they have done it willingly. Their light, their humanity, and their light continues on in the great army. When the demon king destroys them, he only destroys the body. He does not destroy the spirit. The spirit rejoins the armies of light. And when they are needed to be reborn, they will be reborn to keep up the fight with the others that survive and go forward. So there is not need for despair. Preparation, some planning, getting to know other peoples who are the same as yourself, moving in these ways with others.
Yeah.
And the preparations will take place. And then, at the right moment, oneness will uplift all those that are not to stay behind. And that is a different thing entirely.
Gosh.
You have enough to ponder on for now.
Oh, yes.
I am going to leave you now.
Thank you, Sandra.
I'm going to leave you with the power of the knowing. I'm going to leave you with the power of unity and balance, and for you to find each other and find the goodness in each other so that you can combine your strengths. So be it.
I'm sorry, but I gotta say something before Ur comes back. don't forget your bog rolls, will you? You're going to need your bog rolls. You forgot about them. God, could you imagine trying to work your butt? I'm sorry I'm not allowed to say that word. Your behind self with something prickly? Yeah, that wouldn't be so good, eh? All right, I'm going now. Don't forget your bog rolls and the stuff what you need to get rid of the stink. All right, I'll see you later. Very important. Nobody thought about any of that, you know. All right, all right. I said a bad word. You got to consider everything, hey? All right, I'm going now.
Bye.
Bye. Ta-ra.
And it was there. Oh.